Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, September 2nd episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, very wide variety of topics. My brothers and sisters in Christ over there putting together some great, great content. I will guarantee you, you'll find something over there you want to listen to, and there's a real probability you're going to find more to listen to over there than you really have time to listen. So definitely want to encourage you to go on over there. I want to continue to point you at the final two links in our show notes. The first one is for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give Send Go campaign. We are striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so that we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school to provide a trustworthy alternative here within our community. So go ahead and click on the link. Pastor Jay has provided a very thorough description of what we're trying to do, our goals, and where we're trying to head and all of that. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us. And we'd ask you to pass that link along so others can do the same. Now, the last link in the show notes, I just want to explain, and I've been trying to do this every once in a while, and eventually I'm going to stop doing this, is I have flipped on the listener support option within Spotify. I did that because I've had people inquire as to how they could financially support this podcast and this ministry. So I went ahead and turned that on. It's set up as a subscription-based thing. That's the default. There's no really way to adjust that. I would definitely appreciate, could definitely use and could would definitely appreciate any help, any contribution, any kind of financial assistance for the ministry. But I will be clear, I am not putting any of the content behind a paywall. So you do not have to subscribe to listen to any of it. I am going to put up, because that one won't do it, I am looking into an opportunity to be able to set up so you can make a one-time gift. So if you're more inclined to something like that, again, please understand I'm not out here stumping for money for this. I do this for the glory of God. I'm not doing this to try to make any kind of money. I'm not a typical content creator or anything like that out there. This is not my income. I have a full-time job. But you know, there are some costs to doing this ministry, that are not your normal household costs. So, I would definitely be appreciative of any kind of assistance you'd feel led to do. So, you know, pray for the ministry. Please pray for the ministry always, because there are always things that try to jump in the middle. I feel so bad for my brothers, Chris Honholz and Rich Story. They run into things all the time that just cause them to have to fight to try to get out their podcast, their episodes. And they are wonderful, wonderful episodes. But that's the thing. There are things in life that kind of prevent us from being able to do this kind of content sometimes. Any bit of help you want to offer is great. Prayer, honestly, is the most important of it. But if you want to financially contribute, if you're feeling led to financially contribute, please do. Please know we will be eternally grateful for that. But please understand, I'm not out here stumping for a buck. That's not why I'm doing this. All right. Well, with it being Saturday, we're going to be doing our Bible reading with no Bible study. That's going to pick back up on Monday, continuing on in John chapter 12. So let's go ahead and open up with prayer. Sorry, got to find my mouse pointer here and get it in the right spot. So we're going to open up with prayer. It's opening up with the seventh day morning prayer, God's good pleasure. Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the Father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But, O God, we are sinners in thy sight. thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee. The almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee. The light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfections. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyment of it nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are, to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitations. Amen. All right, now our morning devotion for September 2nd from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. The text for it is from Mark 1:30. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. So they're telling Jesus of her. Very interesting is this little peep into the house of the apostolic fisherman. We see at once that household joys and cares are no hindrance to the full exercise of ministry. Nay, that since they furnish an opportunity for personally witnessing the Lord's gracious work upon one's own flesh and blood, they may even instruct the teacher better than any other earthly discipline. Papists and other sectaries may decry marriage, but true Christianity and household life agree well together. Peter's house was probably a poor fisherman's hut, but the Lord of glory entered it, lodged in it, and wrought a miracle in it. Should our little book be read this morning in some very humble cottage, let this fact encourage the inmates, to seek the company of King Jesus. God is oftener in little huts than in rich palaces. Jesus is looking round your room now and is waiting to be gracious to you. Into Simon's house, sickness had entered, fever in a deadly form had prostrated his mother-in-law, and as soon as Jesus came, they told him of the sad affliction, and he hastened to the patient's bed. Have you any sickness in the house this morning? You will find Jesus by far the best physician. Go to him at once and tell him all about the matter. Immediately lay the case before him. It concerns one of his people and therefore will not be trivial to him. Observe that at once the Savior restored the sick woman. None can heal as he does. We may not make sure that the Lord will at once remove all disease from those we love, but we may know that believing prayer for the sick is far more likely to be followed by restoration than anything else in the world. And where this avails not, we must meekly bow to his will by whom life and death are determined. The tender heart of Jesus waits to hear our griefs. Let us pour them into his patient ear. All right. Well, into our reading this morning, and hang on a minute, I'm going to grab a sip of coffee here. Oh, so very good. And no, it's not Black Rifle. That's just a store brand decaf, but oh, it's so good this morning. All right. Well, our reading today is going to be Ecclesiastes 1, 2, 3. So we finished Job, so we're in Ecclesiastes 1, 2, and 3. 2 Corinthians 6, we're going to read the first 13 verses, Psalm 46, and then finally Proverbs 22, verse 15. So, Ecclesiastes 1, hear the word of the Lord. The word of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his labor, in which he labors under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth stands forever. Also the sun rises and the sun sets, and hastening to its place, it rises there again, going toward the south, then circling toward the north. The wind goes circling along, and on its circular course the wind returns. All the rivers go into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers go, there they continually go. All things are wearisome. Man is not able to speak of it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one might say, see this, it is new? Already it has been for ages, which were before us. There is no remembrance of earlier things, and also of the latter things which will be. There will be for them no remembrance, among those who will come later still. I, the preacher, have been king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and explore by wisdom concerning all that has been done under heaven. It is a grievous endeavor which God has given to the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind. What is bent cannot be straightened, and what is lacking cannot be counted. I spoke within my heart, saying, behold, I have magnified and increased wisdom more than all who were over Jerusalem before me, and my heart has seen an abundance of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and simple-minded folly. I came to know that this also is striving after wind, because in much wisdom there is much vexation, and whoever increases knowledge increases pain. All right. Ecclesiastes 2. I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with gladness, so that you shall see good things, and behold, it too was vanity. I said of laughter, it is madness, and of gladness, what does it do? I explored with my heart how to stimulate my body with wine, while my heart was guiding me wisely, and how to see simple-minded folly, until I could see where is this good for the sons of men, and what they do under heaven the few days of their lives. I made my works great. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made for myself gardens and parks, and I planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I made for myself pools of water from which to water a forest of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves, and I had homeborn slaves. Also I possessed flocks and herds larger than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. Also I collected for myself silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces. I provided for myself male and female singers and the pleasures of the sons of men, many concubines. Then I became great and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me. All that my eyes asked for, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any gladness, for my heart was glad because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus I turned to all my works which my hands had done, and the labor which I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no advantage under the sun. So I turned to see wisdom, madness, and simple-minded folly. What will the man do who will come after the king except what has already been done? And I saw that there is an advantage in wisdom over simple-minded folly, as light has an advantage over darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And yet I know that the fate of one becomes the fate of them of all of them. Then I said in my heart, as is the fate of the fool, so will my fate be also. Why then have I been extremely wise? So I said in my heart, this too is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise man along with the fool forever, inasmuch as in the coming days all will be forgotten, and how the wise man dies with the fool. So I hated life, for the work which had been done under the sun was grievous to me, because everything is vanity and striving after wind. Thus I hated all the fruit of my labor for which I had labored under the sun, for I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be a wise man or a man of simple-minded folly. Yet he will have power over all the fruit of my labor for which I have labored, and for which I have acted wisely under the sun. This too is vanity. Therefore I turned my heart to despair of all my labor for which I had labored under the sun. When there is a man who has labored with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, then he gives his portion to one who has not labored with them. This too is vanity and a great evil. For what does a man get in all his labor and in the striving of his heart with which he labors under the sun? Because all his days his endeavor is painful and vexing. Even at night his heart does not lie down. This too is vanity. There is nothing better for a man than to eat and drink and have his soul see good in his labor. This also I have seen, that it is from the hand of God. For who can eat and who can have enjoyment outside of him? For to a man who is good before him he has given wisdom and knowledge and gladness, while to the sinner he has given the endeavor of gathering and collecting, so that he may give to one who is good before God. This too is vanity and striving after wind. Ecclesiastes 3. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every matter under heaven. A time to give birth, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to shun embracing. A time to search, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart, and a time to sew together. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What advantage is there to the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the endeavor which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be glad and to do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks and sees good in all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will be forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. God has so worked that men should fear him. That which is has been already, and that which will be has already been, yet God seeks what is pursued. Furthermore, I have seen under the sun that in the place of justice there is wickedness, and in the place of righteousness there is wickedness. I said in my heart, God will judge both the righteous man and the wicked man, for a time for every matter and for every work is there. I said in my heart concerning the sons of men, God is resting them in order for them to see that, God is testing them in order for them to see that they are but beasts. For the fate of the sons of men and the fate of beasts is the same fate for each of them. As one dies, so does the other, and they all have the same breath. So there is no advantage for man over beast, for all is vanity. All go to the same place, all came from the dust, and all return to the dust. Who knows that the breath of man ascends upward, and the breath of the beast descends downward to the earth? I have seen that nothing is better than that man should be glad in his works, for that is his portion, for who will bring him to see what will occur after him? 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 through 13. And working together with him, we also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no cause for offense in anything, so that the ministry will not be discredited, but in everything commending ourselves as ministers of God, in much perseverance, in affliction, in distresses, in hardships, in beatings, in imprisonments, in disturbances, in labors, in sleeplessness, in hunger, in purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in unhypocritical love, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and the left, by glory and dishonor, by evil report and good report, regarded as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and yet behold we live, as punished and yet not put to death, as sorrowful but always rejoicing, as poor but making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Our mouth has spoken freely to you, O Corinthians, our heart is opened wide. You are not restrained by us, but you are restrained in your own affections. Now in a like exchange, I speak as to children, open wide to us also. Psalm 46. For the choir director of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains shake into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its lofty pride. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be shaken. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations roar, the kingdoms shake. He gives his voice, the earth melts. Yahweh of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Come behold the works of Yahweh, who has appointed desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts up the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Yahweh of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Finally, Proverbs 22, verse 15. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him. All right. That is our reading for the day and our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for September 2nd. The text for it is from John 4:48. Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. A craving after marvels was a symptom of the sickly state of men's minds in our Lord's day. They refused solid nourishment and pined after mere wonder. The gospel which they so greatly needed, they would not have. The miracles which Jesus did not always choose to give, they eagerly demanded. Many nowadays must see signs and wonders, or they will not believe. Some have said in their heart, I must feel deep horror of soul, or I never will believe in Jesus. But what if you never should feel it, as probably you never may? Will you go to hell out of spite against God because he will not treat you like another? One has said to himself, if I had a dream, or if I could feel a sudden shock of I know not what, then I would believe. Thus you undeserving mortals dream that my Lord is to be dictated to by you. You are beggars at his gate, asking for mercy, and you must needs draw up rules and regulations as to how he shall give that mercy. Think you that he will submit to this? My master is of a generous spirit, but he has a right royal heart. He spurns all dictation and maintains his sovereignty of action. Why, dear reader, if such be your case, do you crave for signs and wonders? Is not the gospel its own sign and wonder? Is not this a miracle of miracles, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him might not perish? Surely that precious word, whosoever will let him come and take the water of life freely, and that solemn promise, him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out, are better than signs and wonders. A truthful Savior ought to be believed. He is truth itself. Why will you ask proof of the veracity of one who cannot lie? The devils themselves declared him to be the Son of God. Will you mistrust him? Well, Spurgeon says it right there. That one kind of hits you right in the face, and it should. All right, well, That is our episode for the day. I thank you for spending this time with me. I'm sorry it's a little bit later. I was so busy with stuff last night, I couldn't get it recorded ahead of time, but I did want to get it out as early this morning as I could. And believe me, I needed a little bit of sleep to sleep in just a little bit. But I hope you have yourself a wonderful weekend. I hope you have yourself a great day. I would continue to implore you to do all you do for the glory of God. If your plans this weekend do not include worshiping with the saints, change them. Change them. You need to be worshiping with the saints. I know there are people who physically cannot do so. Okay, I got it. But if you can, do so. Find yourself a church. Founders Ministry has a good search tool. Master Seminary, it's either Master Seminary or Grace to You, has a good church finder as well. Please go use those if you don't know in your area where there are good churches. I'm not necessarily going to know all of them, but you can use those finders. To do so, you need to get in there and see. I will tell you, if for some reason you're not physically able to attend somewhere, please join us. We do stream live at 10:30 Arizona time. So right now we are 3 hours behind Eastern Daylight Time. So 10:30 Arizona time, we will be streaming both on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, you can find us at Vail Valley Baptist Church. That is our Facebook page. And on Twitter, we are at VVB Church. So come join us if you're physically unable to attend somewhere else. If you're in the area, we would definitely encourage you to come join us physically. We would love to have you. You are an answer to our prayers. So please come join us if you can physically. All right, well, let's go ahead and close out with prayer. I'm going to close out with the Seventh-day Evening Prayer called Future Blessing. Let's pray. O Lord God, there is no blessing we implore, but thou art able to give, hast promised to give, hast given already to countless multitudes, all unworthy and guilty like ourselves. Make us willing to receive the supply of our need from thy bounty. To this end, convince us of sin, soften our hard hearts, to bewail our folly, ingratitude, pride, unbelief, rebellion, corruption. Through the law may we die to the law, then look with wonder, submission, delight, to the provision thou hast made, for the glory of thy name and the salvation of sinners. Give us a hope that makes us not ashamed, a love that excites to holy obedience, a joy in thee that is our strength, a faith in thy Son who loved us and died for us. May we persevere in duty when not fully conscious of thee, wait upon thee and keep thy way, be humble and earnest suppliants at thy feet, live continually as on the brink of eternity. Let us be at thy disposal for the duties and events of life. Submit our preferences to thy wisdom and will. Resign our enjoyments, if thou shouldst require it, as our absolute proprietor and best friend. In our unworthiness and provocations, make us grateful for the means of grace and the ordinances of religion, and teach us to profit by them more than we have done. Help us to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, to enter upon the Sabbath mindful of its solemnities, duties, privileges, setting all things worldly aside while we worship thee. May we know the blessedness of men whose strength is in thee, and in whose hearts are the highways to heaven. Amen. All right, again, thanks for spending this time with me. I hope it has blessed you. I pray that it has blessed you, actually. And again, I hope you have yourself a great day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.